Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Jam In. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Gouda cheese.
Oh, glad you guys are doing well. Shout out to my man Jason, who already tweeted the link to this before it even popped up. He shared the YouTube video.
Shoot. So Jason, come on in close.
Shout out to Jason. Shout out, guys. We're gonna be trying some stuff that Jason sent us. We have one whiskey that we don't know what it is. We have a couple that we do know what they are. That it is. So we're gonna try those. We're gonna weave that into a pretty fun discussion tonight on underdog bourbons. We're picking long shots. Why are we picking long shots, Ben?
Oh, we're picking long shots because dun dun dun, Kentucky Derby, underrated underdog won 80-1.
It's been drunk already. What's happening?
80 we to had one review. We had one review, so it was definitely hammered.
TJ one drunk review. Too. Wow, yeah. Guys,
I just can't speak.
No, okay. Kentucky Derby, some cat won that wasn't supposed to win.
It was a horse, actually.
Some horse wasn't supposed to win. They won, got paid 80-1. His name was like Rich something.
Rich Strike.
He struck it rich, I
glad
guess.
Glad you went to Ben on this, TJ. That was a good hosting decision.
I saw that he went mute. I saw that he muted like, his mic, so that's why I asked him so he would have to unmute it.
Like, dang it.
Okay, so Rich Strike, what literally wasn't even supposed to be in the race, ended up winning the Derby. Pretty cool. Did you watch it, Brendan?
I did not. I saw the result pretty quickly. Did you guys see the selfie that Rich Strike? Well, he didn't take it himself, right? I don't think.
The horse?
It was a horsey?
That horse is legitimate smiling. He was cheesing, man. He was
did
caking.
You see
he was so happy.
Biting the other
biting
horse?
A guy.
That was my favorite part.
He
without
bit,
a doubt.
He bit another horse?
Yes, he was during, biting
you see
over.
Like, some guy was like trying to like punch the horse in the face. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. Just Google that. Like Barstool tweeted it.
Brendan, have you thought about watching sports? I love sports and watching them. So
Ben, I've got a sports question for you before we get into this episode.
Good question.
Would it be more likely that a less human likely. Could win the Triple Crown in horse racing? Okay. Or more likely that a horse could win the Triple Crown in Major League Baseball? That is the most home runs, the best batting average, and the most hits.
What?
I would say the horse. What's more likely?
Yeah,
more likely is the human winning.
Yeah, human winning the horse's the triple race. Crown.
You only have to do it
It'd
three
be difficult
times.
To teach a horse to hit a baseball.
Correct.
Or even field a baseball.
The fastest human alive, though, like how fast are they compared to like the horse?
Well, I would say you got to play dirty in that instance. You got to show up with
shoot
like,
them
hatchets shoot and just start clipping.
As horse awful line. As this sounds, it's more likely that three times in only three races that a bunch of horses get tangled up and like break their legs and stuff before that's awful.
Yeah,
they all die. If you break your leg and you're a horse, it's awful.
But clip those little legs.
That has to happen three times, whereas a horse has to have sustained amazing success without hands for an entire
season
and be great at all three of those things.
Yeah,
it's a stupid thing.
Oh, it's definitely a human winning the horse race. I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
Yeah. Would you rather go against three duck-sized horses? Oh, wait, no, 300 duck-sized horses or three horse-sized ducks in a battle?
300 horse what?
300 duck-sized horses horse-sized ducks?
I'm going to go 300 horse-sized ducks because horses scare easily. Even the full size horses. So, like, I think you could just make really loud noises and get them to kind of scare off.
So they're
a
there
bunch
to
of baby,
kill you.
A bunch of baby horses is what you're going to fight.
But you're there.
Like,
you're
horses
there to kill you.
This big. Yeah. Like, smaller than a. Yeah. I think that they can 300 kick. Would be a lot.
They can kick aggressive.
But ducks are kind of aggressive. So, like, ducks you'd have big ducks that would be aggressive, like, coming at you.
Guys, ducks are, like, rapists. Yeah. You don't know. Like, they have corkscrew penis with barbs on them that are used to rape female ducks. I'm just saying three of those giant duck penises.
I think I'm going
to. I don't know if they're coming at you with those.
300 small horses.
That's their first attack. So, what are we reviewing first?
Yeah, so we have a couple of things from Jason that we're going to get into. We're going to get into another, no, like we're going to get into
Jason's
F
regretting
first.
Giving us any of this stuff.
Yeah, Jason hates us, but it's okay. We're digging Jason's name through the mud. Doc Swinson single barrel cask, the Macon collaboration. It's a store pick. It's 114.6 proof. So we're going to weave this in and out. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you're watching this, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the share button, and let's get after it. This is big. This is a big one.
This is a big boy.
The next one's 140 proof, though, so I felt like this would be a good one to start with.
So we're starting with F or E? I'm sorry, which one?
F, the Doc Swinson single barrel cask, the Macon collaboration store pick. Again, 114.6 proof.
This drink's way hotter than 114.
The Doc
Swinson.
This thing
is so sharp.
The Doc Swinson's would be the darker one, wouldn't it? Because it's finished?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
The next one's E. It's 140 proof, so it should definitely be the darker one.
Whew. This thing drinks like fire, I think.
F is Swinson fruity. The F one is fruity.
It makes my ears warm.
It's a little fruity, but it does drink hot.
Ooh. It's got a little peanut brittle at the end, a little spice. We also are coming off the heels of drinking 120 proof, so I feel like I'm a little equipped for it. So this E that we're drinking is what? It's a light whiskey? It's 140 proofer?
I don't think it's light whiskey.
We haven't gone into E yet. We're doing that later.
Oh, so it's F.
F, that's what.
Brennan's blackout.
It's very fruity and peanut brittle-y. I like it.
I don't get any peanut brittle. I definitely get like fruit floral notes. Like this is a better Four Roses single barrel strength.
Hmm.
Oh, the horse has a nitrous tank installed with that finish. That's a good point.
Nos.
No. Remember that button on the video games? You push that.
Family. Part of the family.
Okay, so you like this? This is good.
I don't know. I think this is...
You don't know
like
me?
I said, I want to put this in between like two Four Roses single barrel strengths. Oh.
I can see that. So the fruitiness, little
proof is close.
Because I've had very bad
get some close.
Picks of those. The more I drink it, the fruitier it gets. So fruity. It's fun.
Is this finished in anything?
Finish is like very gone to me. Like it finishes not a lot. There's not a ton of finish. I think it's because it's not super dark. And so I feel like I'm like those heavier like caramel notes. I'm kind of missing that.
Yeah, I don't think this is amazing by any means. I don't think it's bad, but I'm not like blown away by this. I've never had Doc Swinson before.
Neither
I know some people just absolutely love it. This is not bad to me. The nose is really nice. The nose is a beautiful, deep caramel.
Yeah.
But it's not like amazing by any means.
Yeah. It drinks a little sharp. A little sharp. But I think that's kind of proof.
It's not bad.
Give it to me in like two more years.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into our, while we're still sipping that, let's get into our prompt tonight. What we're doing, the underdog bourbons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tasting things that are, Brendan, tell us a little bit about underdog bourbons. Long shots.
Long shots. Oh, so real quick, Jason said this is finished in sherry cask, which would explain, I think, some of the nuttiness at the end, but then certainly the fruity forward on that Doc Swinson. So that makes sense. So for underdog bourbons or whiskeys, TJ and I were talking about this on the phone earlier today. We tried to do something related to the Kentucky Derby with Rich Strike being the underdog, the underhorse, I guess, if you will, the long shot. And we want to talk about, you know, we do bourbon on a budget here, and the whole point of this show, podcast, whatever, is to try to find high valued whiskey, like worth it for, you know, you're getting bang for your buck.
Really good day for your
Did you guys lose me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was just pretending to listen to you for a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I can't hear you guys.
So we want bang for buck. I don't think we need bang for buck. I think we need...
Oh, no. This is the prompt. It's under... Yeah, it's basically underrated bourbons, right?
Right.
Bourbons that...
Yeah, we need to shed some light on.
Shed some light. Tell you guys about them that you weren't aware of them. I do think that, like, underrated...
I think you can be aware of them, but I just think that they're not the major distilleries. You know, stuff from smaller offerings. Yeah. Back of the catalog auction.
Yeah. So, Brendan lost connection because he always likes to make fun of our connection. But let's get into it. So, we all... Essentially, what we're going to do is we're all going to come with a few of them. And then we're going to try and build a pack of 4 to 5 that we think would be really good underdog whiskeys. What's up, my man, Sean, hanging out?
Sean.
Sean, if you just got here again, we are doing underdog bourbons, underdog whiskeys. So things that are really good, maybe a little undervalued, maybe people don't know about them.
Yep.
You know, I think where Brendan was going, Ben, with like the budget thing is they don't have to be budget or budget plus, but we're not going to go with a, no pun intended, horse soldier here. It's an $80 bottle that everybody knows about, and you're not shedding any light on that. So I think that's where he's going with the kind of idea that it's potentially kind of budget-ish, but it doesn't have to be budget. You could maybe shed some light on something that is more expensive, but it probably, if you're shedding light on something people don't know about, it's going to be budgeted. We also made it. Okay, Sean makes a good point. There are a few that we're going to leave out of here. Rare Breed is one of those, right?
Yeah.
We're leaving
anything
out
from the major distilleries.
Yeah. We're leaving out our Blue Note pick because we've talked about that for the last month and a half. You guys know about that. We're leaving out Maker's Mark 46 cask strength. I think that'd be a really good one for you guys to go get, but we're leaving that out because we've talked about, we did an entire Weeder month where all we did was focus on that.
Because it was amazing.
There are definitely some out there that we're not going to mention, but we're kind of doing that intentionally. And maybe, you know, I just kind of mentioned a couple of them. Our Blue Note picks, our Maker's 46 cask, Maker's cask, things like that. We're not mentioning them intentionally. Don't think we left them out. Rare Breed's an excellent suggestion from Sean as well. So let's get into it. Brendan, you back with us? You have yours? You want to go first here?
Am I here? Hello? Yes?
Hello,
you're
Brendan.
Here. All right.
Hello. You're here, and unfortunately, we can hear you.
All right. Ooh, so
good suggestion there, Jason. I'll put it up in a minute.
Oh, pull it up. Oh, okay. All right. So I thought one that would fit the criteria of being budget-ish, but would have enough like oomph to it with the proof section and being unique to like in a blind to potentially like hang with some heavy hitters from bigger distilleries. Chattanooga Whiskey 111.
Oh, Ben had that one. Oh,
did you really?
Dang it.
I think this
I was on my list. Okay.
All right.
Come to me next.
But so that we're trying to make a list of 5. So the fact that Ben and I were on the same page,
we're collaborating on it.
Yeah.
This is a surefire.
It's not one person's over the other.
Yeah.
This should definitely be on there. Okay, cool. Right? Like it's such a good high proof, like budget, like 111 proof at $40, and the way they do the malting process of it is just super unique and tasty.
If we did a draft, whoever picked that one for their draft, especially if they got it like in a later round, that'd be an excellent pickup. I just want to say.
Anyway.
So, you want to go next, Ben?
I'll go next.
You want to go? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Because when I was choosing my three bottles, in my head, you have to escape Kentucky. Like, if you want to get out of like all the hothouse stuff, you got to go outside of Kentucky. And I don't want to hear any crap about, oh, they source from Kentucky or blah, blah, blah. You know, and none of that, okay? But I want to start here with Sagamore.
Jason put that up there.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
We recently went to an event hosted by Sagamore and got the entire rundown of the history of their brand, their distillery. And actually we tried, it was a bottle of their first bonded distillery exclusive kind of product. It was only their product in the bottle. And I think right now they're kind of like 2/3, source, 1/3, of their own juice. And so they brought their new release, which is supposed to be like it's going to be all of their own product. And so that was really a cool experience. I'm a rye guy, and that's pretty much what they specialize in. So going to go up to Maryland to bring in some Sagamore. So number one.
Sagamore. I love that pick. So which one are you doing? Just their.
Yeah, I mean, you got to
get a bottle here.
To me, it's just more of like, talk about these distilleries. You start in the start with the base, you know, the regular one. If in my head, the best one that I'd be grabbing is like the straight rye store pick. It's like 110 proof. It's really good. Like most of the stores in our area have a really good pick. But their double oaked is amazing. Their cognac finish is great. I like their straight rye.
I'm going to go with the rye for you. Like the rye single barrel. Like it's the barrel proof, right? Cask strength, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. More right up your alley. I do love the double oak there. That's a great call as well.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to keep it in that lane. And Jason, while I give my pick for our first little round here, should we go with A next? And E last because E's 140 proof. I'm assuming that's kind of what we should do, unless A is 140 proof or more. I'm assuming we should go with A, but Jason, please let us know. Jen scored a Sagamore Cask Strength Manhattan finished bottle. Bring it back to Arizona. Can't wait to try it. Jimmy at Gas Bars has the rum finished, which we did get to try there, Ben, the other night. It was very good, very sweet. It's definitely more up my alley. Jason says yes, go with A next. So we'll do that after I give my first pick. I'll kind of echo Ben's. He mentioned the double oak. I'm gonna go with the, I think I've got a bottle here real quick. Dramatic pause for those listening. The Crossroads Blue Note.
Oh, solid.
$40 bottle, 100 proof, finished with toasted French oak. This satisfies your toasted craving if you're anything like me, but it's 100 proof, and you can see I've almost killed this bottle. And so it's not like a, you know, some of your toasted or some of your double oak stuff sometimes is lower proof. You think about the Woodford double oak, you think about 1910. This being at 100 proof, Ben tried this the other day, and I know he's not like the biggest toasted guy. This is really good, and obviously I've almost killed this bottle within like 2-3 weeks. $40, and again, if we're talking about bourbons that people aren't aware of, I don't know if a lot of people know about this Blue Note Crossroads. Jimmy has it. Liquor Connections or Lutz Connection has it up here, kind of closer to us. So if you find this, the Blue Note Toasted Crossroads, I would suggest getting it. $40, can't go wrong with that pick. So, all right, let's try letter A. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
I've been nosing. This
stinks to high heaven.
It's very young smelling and very fruity, like it's finished in something, but it's got a super fruit forward, but like funky too. It's a musty, funky.
Sample A
fruity.
Is not meant to be great, just something to laugh/talk about. Wonderful.
Nutty and fruity, but like in very like
if you didn't like nuts or fruit. It's like socks, kind of.
It's like a those fruitcakes at Publix
at Christmas time.
Yeah, Christmas time that no one wants to buy. Like, they've been, like, sitting out there for weeks.
Oh, it's, but it's February. These were from that, but it's February. It's not finished.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super fruit forward then for something that's not finished. The taste isn't awful.
I don't know about this for me.
It's very flat in the beginning. I thought the finish is nice and sweet. This is fine. The nose is kind of a dumpster fire, but I think the actual finish out is
young.
Nice.
Tastes young.
It does taste young.
It tastes like they just dumped a bunch of sugar in this.
It's very sweet, very fruity. Is it?
Oh,
like,
it's like a cherry syrup on
like
the
a blackberry whiskey or something like that. What do we got going?
I feel
on?
Like this is like one of those like Old Forester, like a mint old, julep, and it's
old smoky,
like
old smoky mountain.
Cocktail in a bottle.
But what is like the moonshine? What did the nose be? Okay.
Man, now, Old Forester 100 aged 2 months in a 2-liter Mariner barrel. So, Jason, is this the was this the first thing in that barrel, or was it aged? I'm assuming after. So.
This is not the first time. No way. This is like.
No, I think this is kind of some of those Buffalo Trace characteristics that we were getting too. Just straight sugar.
Jason, I have to send you. So the nose of what I put in my barrel ended up becoming exquisite, but the wine became so pronounced and so heavy. It's like it tastes more like wine than it tastes like bourbon. And just in a week.
Yeah. First thing, it's straight oak. That's the funk. That's it's the straight, just like that Buffalo Trace. Hey, when my dad comes over now, I got that whole Buffalo Trace I give him to him. He mixes it with his Coke. It's great. Great mix. Oh, you're drinking sugary Coke. It's fine.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of that, that brings us to a really good transition. I did not end up getting a chance to do this today. I was just kind of busy with a couple of different things. But I finally found some old Forrester 100 rye. I am throwing that into my barrel. Maybe I'll even do that tomorrow. I'm throwing that into my barrel to finish it after I take the rum out. So the rum's been in there since October since we did it. So it's got a, it's nice and rum seasoned. I'm rum opening it up season. To this old Forrester just a little bit now that it's just really easy to drink and really sweet. But I'm going to throw that in there. Can't wait to get you guys some of that so we can review it and try it. Brendan, you need to send me down some of your some of that wine thing.
I got like multiple. I've been accumulating. I got multiple things I need to send you.
Just send that to TJ.
Or just come down here.
Don't worry about including that.
Or maybe I'll come down there. Probably more in June.
Okay, cool.
But I'll send you some before. We're almost there.
Awesome. Okay, let's go back around the horn. Brendan, do you have another bottle that we can add to? Do we all have three? I don't know. I only have two, but that's fine.
I don't have – well, you know, I do have three.
I have three.
So I would recommend going back and forth here. So I would recommend – I don't know if you guys have had it, but if Sean is still listening, he will definitely vouch for this. Anything from Starlight. So this is a store pick from Starlight from someone in – where are you? Is it – Indiana that he's in, or is it North Ohio? It's one of my buddies is an FSU fan and sent this down to me, and we changed samples, but he sent this whole bottle here. This is a cognac finished one. But so Starlight is an Indiana distillery. It's got a craftiness to it, but their bourbon's really good. This is a cognac finished one. Really, really beautiful nose and really interesting. There is one finish in like a Brazilian rum cask that to me is a bit aggressive, but I know Sean loves it. So they do stuff that's really unique. They try a bunch of different experimenting. You get these bottles for like 50 bucks or so. Sean's all in on them. Yeah, they do a really, really good job, and you get cool product, and it drinks above its weight class. It's usually proof pretty like favorably in the 110 range. So value proposition, that could probably hang with some big boys.
Starlight, and remind me which one it was. Sorry.
Starlight, this one, I mean, I don't have a specific, like I have their bourbon's really good. This is a cognac finished one, but anything from Starlight, I think you'd say Starlight Distillery. Cool. Any bourbon from them would be good.
Jason says they're 30 minutes away from Louisville. Ben, I didn't tell you this, but we booked our Airbnb for Louisville.
Really? I was convinced that you guys were like, you're just going to like let that roll into the sunset and never talk about it.
TJ was not going to let that happen.
I was no way. I was waiting. I mean, shoot, you got the... you got the flights. Brendan got the hotel. I'm going for free.
He's going for free. So
it's great. I'm bringing the the obnoxiousness. So anyway, I was waiting on Brendan to get back from Vegas. Shout out to people that buy a T-shirt at the city they visit.
That's super weird, dude.
It's an NFL draft.
Okay, it's a draft. Okay, I didn't see that. I just saw Las Vegas. I was like, oh, I thought he bought.
I wasn't
like
just walking around the Las Vegas shirt. It was the NFL.
When you go to, do you buy those I Heart New York shirts when you go up there too?
No, that's what like, I like to do is go to a concert, buy the band that's performing there, and wear that T-shirt, and then wear a hat too of it, and any other kind of stickers I can put all over me too.
That's super weird.
You're ridiculous. Walking billboard, Ben. What's your second? What's your second pick for this?
So. My second pick was Chattanooga.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay outside of Kentucky. So I'm going to go to my third pick, which is a little well known. But I'm going to go to Texas and stay out of Balcones and do, Garrison.
Garrison. Oh, wow. Never heard of them.
Yeah. I think that's going to be,
that's getting my veto.
That's fine. It's not my flavor profile. It's very leathery and kind of like those like smoky and like savory vibes. But a lot of people like it. A lot of people get that, like that profile. And so if you do, go and try something a little more craft. My goal is to go smaller outside of Kentucky stuff. So
I like the strategy there. I do like the strategy there. But I think everyone kind of knows about Garrison Brothers. So
that's fine. That's valid. I really wanted to go Chattanooga, but
I like it. I like the idea. My second one, I don't know if this is in or out of the state of Kentucky or not. Old Pepper. I've got Pepper store pick from Jimmy and them at Gaspar's. That is fantastic. And let me just be real with you guys on something. Jimmy had something for sale one day that it was like you had to buy a store pick to get the bottle. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And I was just, I'm cheap. Burr on a budget. I went with the $45 pick. It was amazing. It was better than whatever the allocated product that I bought was. I'm nursing it because it's almost gone. The most refreshing, minty,
crispy boy.
Rye Ooh. That I've ever had. Like, for it's either 110 or 115 proof, and it drinks so easily. It is super, super refreshing, very minty. Obviously, I can't just speak to every store pick from Old Pepper ever, but their Old Pepper rye is fantastic for $40 to $45, $50. I think you guys need to try it. I think it's an underrated whiskey out there that you guys should get your try and get your hands on if you can. So
it's a good pick.
That's my story that I'm sticking to it. All right, you guys want to try E, and then we'll go through the last round, and then Oof, we'll
it's
collaborate
a,
on a
it's a big boy.
Ooh. Ooh.
It is a big boy.
Yo, but it's spicy, like in a, like it's got like vanilla extract smell and like cinnamon spice.
It's
like,
it's very sweet. Like I feel like this is like a finished light whiskey.
Oh my god. It's kind of has it reminds me of a weeder. It's not as aggressive as the Brimstone, but it's got this layer of like
I do not get weeder out of this.
That's what you said, I think. Let me see, make sure I didn't.
No way.
Weeder
seems crazy to me.
I hardly know her.
I barely know.
Oh, let's back up just 1 minute before we get too far into this. He aged a Malbec wine for 2 months after the Old Forester. That came out delicious. So you can drink the wine after it's been aged for a little while. I didn't know. That's awesome to hear.
I tried that. It was great after 2 or 3 days. And then I only had the 1 liter and it got really funky after like 2 weeks.
What came out delicious. Did you keep the barrel at to age wine in? I feel like you need to keep it like at 60 degrees
now,
or whatever.
Now he has High West Double Rye and Bourbon. Jason, I'm blocking you. It will always be American Prairie to me. We're not calling it High West Bourbon. We didn't talk about that, but I kind of don't like that they did that. I don't like that they took the American Prairie off and just made it High West Bourbon.
They're taking America off of things.
Yeah. These commies, bro.
I don't like the new bottle. I don't like the design. I thought it was kind of cool.
I read a book one time. It was either Bourbon Pursuit or one of those. And it basically said that like the labels and the marketing around bourbon are not always true, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't be enjoyed, right? And so they probably weren't drinking High West on the American Prairie, right? Because again, that's like distilled in a newer distiller. But I don't know, the story that goes along with it, just being able to kind of like think about it being cowboy whiskey. I really liked it, and I hate the idea that High West is gone with just that. Maybe that's a stupid soapbox, but those are my feelings, and I appreciate you guys for listening to them. It is a weeded, and Jason agrees with me. The new labels suck. So, you guys have any thoughts on the High West stuff, or not really?
I just didn't like the label change.
I'm trying to figure out what this. This does not taste like weeded to me.
Well, remember you tricked us.
He told us what it was. So, I mean, I'll tell you what it is. It's the
Ben tricked us.
Journeyman Distillery Corsets. Whips and whiskey. It's 140.6 proof weeder. Try it first, but then try it with 2 drops of water. I got bad news for you. My water has lemon in it, so that my kid's water is right here.
I actually think this doesn't drink any. Like this drink's less aggressive than the Bull Run 120 proofer that we had. This doesn't finish as aggressively to me.
I like it. I think it's fun. Like it's.
Oh
it's,
no!
It's,
there's a fly in my water.
It's good. I just like I said. I would have. Pick this as like a maple finished light whiskey.
It's not bad. 140 proof. I mean, whew, that finishes there. But it doesn't drink.
Fun to drink. It's not. I want to start with this because we're like 4 or 5 in tonight.
Look how dark it is.
Yeah, but for how big the proof is, like it shouldn't. It should.
Well, recall
you should be getting most of it pretty accurate.
Ben tricked us during. Awful, awful, horrible Ben month with the weeded, the Horse Soldier. And that was a weeded, but it was a super high proofed weeder. And it kind of disguises itself. Like the spices really become more pronounced when it gets proofed up with the weed.
I do like that Horse Soldier barrel strength.
Ooh, this is bottle. Of the three that Jason sent us. I think this is my favorite. Yeah,
Jason, give me price point on this because I like this.
And because he needs to know the price of every single sniff and smell along the way and taste.
Yeah.
Every
single. So here's the bottle that he just sent us. So I wish wow. I wish I could kinky. Zoom. Well, I just
whoa! Really like don't you zoomed in label. In a weird place on that?
Sorry.
Ooh, $69.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Yeah.
Distiller. Yeah, this is cool. 70.3%. So
I just like that it comes with straight fire, man. That's awesome.
It's not terrible though, right? Like it's pretty good.
Not terrible. I think it's really good.
I would love to try it up against the light whiskey that you just mentioned.
With a little bit of...
It wouldn't be near as... This is way sweeter. Like there's so much like darker flavors in this that you don't get in the light whiskey.
Plums, no, light raisins. Whiskey, it's like a very wintry,
yeah.
like
yeah, you don't get this. Yeah.
It's like a souped up midwinter night dram. Not the quality level, I would say. $69, that's nice.
Nice.
120 proof version is really good too. Yeah, I could see that, you know, just dilute it down just a little bit. The light whiskey is a little bit more custardy. This is a little bit more like fruit pie-y. So yeah, I could see that for sure. This is good. No, I appreciate this.
I like it a lot.
Jason sent us a bunch of samples. I know that I'm not getting and I only poured like a quarter of this. I know I'm not getting it back. I know that Ben will finish this tonight. So cheers.
Oh, I'm not gonna. Yeah, this is gonna be. Do you want A and F back? I'll give you some of this.
Don't care. You can have A. You can have my A.
He doesn't give an F.
Yeah, you could.
Oh. Ooh.
Solid. Okay. So let's get to the end of our packs, and then we will do pursuits and purchases and get out of here. Jason, thank you so much for contributing to the show.
Yep.
If you guys are out there listening and you want us to try your bourbon on the show, tell us that because I've got about 400 samples from Decadence Joe and some other people that I haven't tried.
We have too many samples.
If you want us to try it on the side or on the show, please tell us and we'll try and weave that in and out of what we have going on. Gentlemen, what's your last round? What's your last whiskey?
Ooh, so I'm going to cheat. It's something I have a feeling that you guys are really going to enjoy. It's Bull Run. Anything from nice. Bull Run is worth trying, but this is a 13-year American whiskey aged in Pinot Noir barrel for 11 months. So Bull Run is out in Oregon. They do a lot of sourcing from MGP, but then they finish it in unique stuff, age it themselves. Really, really affordable, usually between like the $40 and $60 range. There's these more expensive stuff from them as well, but very unique, usually going to be proofed up. And again, the experimenting with different finishes, chef's kiss. It's really, really nicely done. They do a good job. And you can get it online. You can get it Georgia. It's not allocated, guys.
Stay tuned for Thursday. We're going to review that. And Brendan, I think you've hit the nail on the head. That is a really, really good one. Would definitely suggest people go out and grab it. Pinhook Vertical Rye. That's a good one. That's
good
a good
call.
Interesting one.
Yeah.
I know that Jason suggested that. Joe would love that. Decadence Joe would love that as well. The Pinhook stuff is very interesting for sure. Ben, do you have a third one?
Yeah. So this one, we're actually going to go out to a good old distillery in Michigan. And we're going to go with a little known spot called Journeyman Distillery. Corsets and...
Dog.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Me there until
I know
until so he close. Said Corsets. He had me there.
I thought he was going to go with Traverse City, and I was like, never "Ben's never it. Had that before." Oh my
this
god!
Is good. No, my three were Chattanooga, Garrison, and my first one. But since freaking Brendan stole my Chattanooga, I think I really want to go to Penelope then. Penelope is a really good spot. Great offerings. They're just now getting to Florida. Like we don't have a really good distribution in Florida yet. But I really like the
more and more, yeah.
They're good barrel strength toasted. They're French. What's the new French one that they just released? It's like a blue label.
French Amazing. Oak. French Oak Finish,
light,
yeah.
They're light whiskey. Great. I've tried a lot of their line. I haven't tried the rosé yet, but
Joe loves the rosé. That's a good daytime drinker, apparently.
Yeah. Like, they just put up good stuff. So, Architect. Good. Thank you, Sean.
That's a good one.
Architect. Yeah.
This is my last one, and this is something that I've really enjoyed for quite a while. I need to send you guys a sample of it, or I send Brendan a sample of this, so that we can try it. This J.W. Kelly is absolutely amazing to me. This is an absolute chocolate bomb. It's their single barrel double oaked. It's 109 proof. I've had two different bottles of this, and they stay pretty true to form. Like, I've not... The single barrels are not like E.H. Taylor, right? Like, that vary from like amazing to terrible. They're pretty similar, both the ones I've had anyways. And so, their double oaked is fantastic. Really, really good. Something a little bit different. It's pretty sweet. I will say that. Again, I feel like it's an absolute chocolate bomb. They're not super cheap, but, you know, you're getting 109 proof double oaked. I do like that they put the bottle, I probably can't even see that, but I do like that they put the bottle number as well as the cask number and the date it was bottled. Shout out to 11/19/2020. So J.W. Kelly, I think it's about $65, $70. They're not super easy to find, a little easier in Georgia, but that would be my third pick. So
sounds like a TJ month jam in June.
That will probably be June. Yeah, we'll do that for sure. I just won't tell you which week it is. So if you taste a chocolate bomb, that is it. My man Steve. Shout out Steve here in the comments. Steve Burkow.
Hi, Steve.
Burkow. However,
Burkow. Steve, he's a Burk. How?
Plus. Not explaining that whole joke, but we've got our nine bourbons. Let's build a pack of five. We'll try and do this quickly and get out of here. I also want to do a quick shout out to my guy, Josh Hazlip. I want to also take a shout out back from Christoph, who I gave some shout-outs to last week and said that he had sent us some whiskey. He actually didn't. Josh sent us that whiskey, so shout-out
TJ
Josh.
Was blackout when he was giving a shout-out, so...
I think Josh also took away my Buffalo Trace, too.
Yeah.
Josh,
by the way, that Buffalo Trace was for me, not for Brendan.
Disaster.
It's not the Sweetens Cove line of bourbon. It is their new blended whiskey from Sweetens Cove. It's a mixed juice from Tennessee whiskey and Kentucky bourbon called Tennessee. From the Sweetens Cove Distillery as a $56 price point. And thanks, again, Peyton. That bottle of Buffalo Trace was for me. So thank you very much, Josh. I will give Brendan half, and by half I mean none. So thank you for the Sweetens Cove. Again, Christopher, sorry I'm taking that shout out back from you. That shout out doesn't count. Josh, thank you for sending that out. Appreciate it a ton. Let's build our pack.
Pull up Sean's comment at the bottom there, too. He mentioned a couple of distillers that did not make it. He mentioned Traverse City. That's on my list, Sean, of one that I've heard good things from a couple
Trey
of people.
Ranch, Traverse City.
Traverse City.
Maybe the one guy that gets paid to write for a living should be able to speak on it.
Traverse City.
Still Austin. Lone Elm. I like that name. I haven't had Lone Elm.
Free Ranch.
Oh my God.
Free Ranch. All right.
Let's pick the pack here.
So, okay.
I'm going. Okay.
You get to
Sagamore has to be there.
Okay. I love Sagamore. I'm cool with that.
I agree. Sagamore stays.
Okay. Sagamore Spirits.
Sagamore Spirits stays. I'm going to count as the Sagamore Rye.
I think it's pronounced Sagemore. I think
it's not. It's not.
Sagamore.
Brendan, you pick one from yours.
Ooh, I love your Old Pepper pick. I think they did a really good job with their rye. So yeah, I'm in favor of that.
What a terrible pick.
All right. I will
it's great. It's a great rye.
I want to stick with the Blue Note Crossroads. I think that gives people some variety. It's the cheapest one on the board. I think that's a good one to pick.
Toasty Whore.
Two of mine already been picked, so you guys can pick one more each, and then we can call it a night.
We definitely, I mean, the Chattanooga whiskey, I think Ben and I both having that list makes that an automatic, right?
Yep.
TJ ranked that really highly.
So let's agree on a last one. Okay, so let's run down what we have.
It has to be
So if you're Penelope, you have to pick exactly what it is, and I'm going to have a caveat if you pick a certain thing. So let me run down what we have here. Starlight, Cognac Finish. No. Garrison Brothers. I'm going to nix Garrison Brothers. I think enough people know about that. So we're getting rid of that.
And it's expensive too. Yeah, I'm okay nixing that too. That was an awful suggestion.
Okay. Jeez.
Okay. Moving on. We have the Bull Run 13-year, which is fantastic. Next. Like, I do think that that was really good. Penelope barrel strength.
It's mixed.
Okay. And then JW Kelly. We can get rid of the JW Kelly because I don't think you guys have had it. So you're not going to put it in. Listen. So we have the Starlight Cognac finish, the Bull Run, and the Penelope. I would say to get rid of the Starlight and keep the Bull Run over that.
You guys haven't had the Starlight. Yeah.
Penelope. We're down to the Penelope barrel strength and the Bull Run 13. Brendan, which one are you picking?
You know what? I mean, we know that the Bull Run's going to be great. Spoiler alert. I'll go with Penelope because fans of the show like it. I think once you, if you like one part of their line, you'll end up liking more. I think it's a little bit more easily accessible than Bull Run. Not a ton more, but a little bit more. So I'll go with Penelope. And I want to throw Ben a bone there because his other pick was awful and feel bad for him.
Penelope it is.
So Penelope barrel strength, right around $70. A little bit expensive, but if you haven't tried the Penelope line, all of their stuff
is going to be a little more expensive going to your smaller distilleries as part of it. They can't they can't pump out stuff at $35, you know.
Unless it's Blue Note Crossroads, which then they can. But Penelope barrel strength, all the Penelope stuff is really good. Try their toasted if you can find it. That one, the only caveat I have with Ben giving the Penelope is that when they do their store picks of Penelope, they sell out that day. And so I do think that people do know about them somewhat well. I don't know if this totally fits it, but I'm willing to give it a pass. It's a good pick. If you don't know about Penelope, you should. But you see what I'm saying with that? Like Penelope sells out
pretty quick. But the people who know about Penelope also know about Chattanooga whiskey. Like
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're going with the ones that aren't like heavy hitters, like that you would think about your top 10.
It was just a slight caveat. I agreed to
it. It's a stupid caveat. I won't stand for it. Ben's pick is great.
Sagamore. I think a lot of people know about Sagamore, but again, their double oak's amazing. Their Sagamore, their cask strength rye is finished. If you can get one of the cognac finishes, a store pick, the rum finish that's starting to come out, there's really, really good stuff there. The Old Pepper store picks, if you guys can get those, I think we all really like that. Maybe we'll review that soon too. Really, really good stuff. The Blue Note Crossroads was my pick that I definitely wanted to have in here. Again, toasted finish stuff for 100 proof at $40 is really good. Did I send you a sample of that, Brendan? Have you had that?
I think you did. I don't know where it is.
If I didn't, Joe did. So it's really good
stuff.
Right
here. I got it.
Yeah, that's from Joe. Handwriting's too good.
Joe who?
So try that. That's good stuff. And then the Chattanooga Whiskey 111. That's a great pickup that you can, again, get from ABC and get the points from it. So I love that pick. You guys did a great job both picking that. I had talked with you both at separate times today, so I knew you were both going to pick that. And I almost put it in mind to be my very first pick, but I didn't because I don't want to be a jerk. But great picks all around, guys. That's a good pack. That's a really good, underrated, long shot bourbon pack.
Good job, guys.
This was a good episode.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Pursuits and purchases. You guys buy anything this week?
I did not buy, but I have something on my pursue list that was just announced today. I sent you, I don't know if you can pull up the picture in time as I stump here, TJ. Can you stump? Can I stump?
Oh, I'll stump it.
I'll stump
go ahead. It.
Can I get
my name's Ben. Okay. Well, that was quick.
No.
Jeez, I didn't even get started.
Give me 5 more seconds. 5 more seconds. Oh, he's got it.
Anyway, my name...
So, Chattanooga Whiskey, which we just represented in our pack here, released something on Monday. They are going to have a new experimental single barrel on their shelves soon in their experimental distillery. So it's barrel 175. It is a weeded high malt bourbon made with 40% malted grains from Germany, including a small amount of chocolate malted barley. Chattanooga does a really... You know, not only is their core stuff really good, they do the experimental line. Some hits, some misses, hence the experiment. But the hits, like...
I haven't liked a lot of chocolate malted barley options.
There's a chocolate malted barley scotch that I love from Glenmorangie that I had for my wedding. And I was mortified that my wife's, soon-to-be wife's, little brother was taking shots of like this $200 bottle. Ooh, he was doing shot after shot. I came back and there was like a quarter of the bottle left at the end of the evening. So, but anyways, talking about the barley, can do some cool things. Yeah.
I had a five grain malted, what was it? Woodford. I'm sorry. No, it was a Woodford, a Master's Keep.
Woodford did do a chocolate. Yeah, they did do a chocolate.
They did a chocolate malted one, but then I had a five. Five stouted mash or something like that, which was really, really funky, but I did like it a lot. It was different. It wouldn't be an everyday pour for me, but it'd be the kind of thing if I found it at retail, I'd probably get it to have every once in a while. The chocolate malted rye, was it? Was it chocolate malted? I forget what.
It was. We had it at that bottle show rye a few years ago. Yeah.
Ben did not love it. I liked it. It was very, it had a very good chocolate finish that I liked.
It ain't great.
Chattanooga Whiskey Founders bottle is supposed to be amazing, Jason says. So that's cool. Tumbling Founder. Dice store picks. I've seen some Tumbling Dice. I've never had them. I'd like to try that. I'd try that for sure. So, Ben, are you pursuing anything? Have you purchased anything?
I have purchased. Oh, I purchased something today via proxy. I have purchased a Beef and Leaf store pick, Elijah Craig private barrel that just got released today.
Nice.
So very good option. We had the first Elijah Craig private barrel from Tommy, and now we have the second one. So give me about two more, and we'll do a vertical of all four of them and be solid.
Yeah, that'll sound like a
great night. That's what it sounds like.
A night that I won't remember. So I don't know that I'm pursuing, or I haven't purchased anything. I don't know that I'm pursuing anything. I did have a buddy that came over on Saturday. My buddy Kyle came over, as did Ben, and we tried a couple of different bourbon barrel aged beers, and then we sipped around a little bit of whiskey. We had the Woodford Double Oaked, which was cool, the night of the Derby to have. And so anyway, interesting stuff. A lot of fun with those guys, but I haven't pursued or purchased anything just yet. You guys have any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Ooh, Jake just shouted himself out.
Oh, that's all right, cool.
Jake. Way to go, dude.
No, other than that, no shout-outs. But no, you know what? I will shout out our regular listeners. Thank you, Jason, for contributing. Sean, you the man. Jake, thanks for not getting me a bottle, I guess. Steve, welcome.
It was max of two. Sorry.
That's all right.
Limit.
That's fine.
Shout out to Decadence Joe, who didn't join us live, but
yeah, he'll catch up.
He'll catch up in 3 weeks. It'll be great. All right, cool. Come back on Thursday as we review the Bull Run, which was great. Absolutely fantastic.
It's kind of surprised me.
Has a chance to make the big board. Hey, we had good live viewer numbers tonight. So if you watched this, if you listened, please go ahead and hit the retweet button, hit the share button, subscribe on YouTube, all of those things. Rate us on iTunes and interact with us on social media. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Koch. Until next time,
cheers.
Cheers.